Last week, I had Paul Williams on, investigative reporter and author, and I got to tell you, Peter, scared the living daylights out of a lot of us with what his theory is. And he claims, beyond any shadow of a doubt, according to his sources, that he puts in his book that Al-Qaeda has obtained nuclear suitcase weapons and that they're in this country already, that the former Soviet Union has had suitcase nukes in this country hidden away, and that Al-Qaeda is trying to buy some of those too. Part of it doesn't make sense in that 50% of these nukes apparently were purchased, he says, from the Chechens. If they had nukes, I would have thought they would have used them on the Russians. I mean, they hate them that much.
Right.
So that's a little confusing to me.
Right.
But overall, what do you think about that story? Have you ever stumbled across anything like that in your investigations?
Well, we talked about this yesterday, if you don't mind me referencing this kind of extraordinary panel. We talked about this, and I, you know, what I always suspected was that bin Laden wouldn't use a nuclear weapon in the United States because of the amount of, you know, Islamics that would be killed. And what Mike said, and also Terry McDermott of the LA Times, who was on the panel, who wrote Perfect Soldiers, is a brilliant book on the, you know, on the hijackers, who knows the Islamic mind very well. They both said that, and it scared the heck out of me. They said the mullahs have already cleared bin Laden and al-Zawahiri. They call it the human tax for the jihad. In other words, there's going to be a certain amount of collateral damage. You're going to have brothers, as they put it, are going to be killed. But they're all going to go to, you know, to the great beyond for the jihad. So, you know, that undercut my suspicion that they would never pull this in America because of the massive destruction that it would cause. But I was dissuaded of that opinion yesterday. The only thing I can say, and I don't have any special knowledge, is following your logic. Why wouldn't they have used it up until now?
Mm-hmm.
One thing Mike did say was that he felt that the United States, bin Laden would not attack the United States in a significant way because he'd already done the damage, and that he felt bin Laden drew us into his theater of operations in the invasion of Iraq. It was a brilliant strategic move. We're now there in this unending insurgency. And he's already, America is already kind of self-destructing in the sense of, you know, the incursions on civil liberties, the fear that exists here, the increasing, you know, intervention of the Bureau, you know, reading library books, you know, that kind of thing. And that Mike felt that, you know, bin Laden would steer clear of a major attack on our country at this point, but who knows how long that'll last.
Well, I saw a report a few weeks ago that says that there are now Al-Qaeda training camps going on in Iraq, and they weren't there before, Peter.
No, George, one of my major points that I made in my first book, A Thousand Years for Revenge, I went out of my way to investigate the alleged Iraqi connection. And in September of '03, when my book first came out, long before the Bush administration admitted this, I pretty much, you know, hung myself out on the line and said there are no weapons of mass destruction and there is no zero connection between 9/11 and Iraq. And in fact, I at great pain said that Ramzi Youssef, who was, you know, one of bin Laden's chief point men on terror, the day he was sentenced in January 1998 in this famous courtroom episode where Judge Duffy said, "You are an apostle of evil," and Youssef looked at him and said, "I'm a terrorist and I'm proud of it." That day, when Youssef was about to go away for 240 years, when the public curtain was going to be brought down on his career, he went out of his way to attack Saddam Hussein, who was a secular Islamist, who was abhorrent to the radical Sunnis of the Wahhabis of the bin Laden school, and they hated them. Now, prior to the invasion of Iraq, we now know that that as virulent a dictator as he was, and as much of a mass killer as he was largely a threat to his own people versus a threat to even the Middle East, much less the U.S. And yet, once we decapitated him, we opened the borders to that country. And as recently as a few weeks ago, the CIA issued a report that Iraq has become a hotbed terrorist school, if you will.
Yes.
And that, in fact, Ba'ath Party members who would have slit the throats of some of Youssef's cohorts prior to the invasion are now together united in the insurgency.